Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, before we launch into, actually, we're kind of relaunching because we were going to talk about DIVORCE without Tammy today. She had her opportunity to sing to us yesterday. But I just wanted to kind of summarize a little bit last hour because I think they're both very relevant calls about childhood and when it ends. And you can hear that. I mean, I actually got a call at one point years ago with two people who were furious. They thought that their parents, the woman called, she thought her parents loved her brother better than her. And one of her parents had just died and the other one was still alive. And I said, "How old are you?" She was like 90, and her dad, I think, had just died at like 104 or something, or maybe she was 86 or something. But I said, you know, after 3/4 of a century, maybe it's time to give up sibling rivalry. But I guess my point being that to a certain extent, the imprinting that is done in our first couple of years of life, if we're not careful, can limit us for the rest of our lives. And I personally think that that's one of the reasons that therapy was invented and one of the reasons that I'm on the air is to help people move beyond that. But you can hear with Ruth's phone call and with my kind of sharing of my relationship with my mom, to a certain extent, we never, when we're in trouble, I'm not sure we ever outgrow that notion of, I want my mom or my dad to come and take care of me and tug me in and tell me everything's going to be okay. And unfortunately, as we get older, that our parents are not necessarily around geographically, are not necessarily expecting that emotionally, and are not even necessarily around physically in this, you know, in this veil of tears anymore. So it at some point in our lives, we have to learn a little bit more self-reliance in that, even though we're tempted. I mean, I think there is a time where we're all sort of tempted to just say, okay, you know, I don't want to play anymore. I want someone to take care of me. And sometimes that's possible. Many times it is not. But I'm not sure the feeling for it ever goes away. And conversely, that sense of impotence that we have as kids, and that can be offset by the simple expediency, as you can hear talking with Kate, of just saying to a kid who feels, nobody pays any attention to me, it doesn't make any difference what I do, I have no power. And you can see how that could easily translate into the adult, you know, mommy, come and take care of me, of just saying to a 14-year-old, well, what do you want? You know, what would make you happy? What do you want to do with the rest of your life? Because nobody, as Kate says, nobody ever asks that. And that is how we foster that sense of independence, of an emotional independence, of emotional self-reliance. That's what self-esteem is about. It's not about saying, wow, you've got great hair. Although it never hurts to tell somebody they have great hair, especially if they do. But that's self-reliance is, and self-esteem is about actively valuing behavior and things that you do. And I think that's where it comes from. So I just thought I would kind of do the summation that occurred to me. I know, Trevor says, I can segue from anything to anything. All right. I'm not sure exactly how we get from the segue of childhood to divorce, except that 60% of all kids under the age of 10 are living with one parent or the other. Not a bad segue, huh, Manny?
Well played.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. So we were talking, as I mentioned, about divorce, not to make people unhappy, but for several reasons. First, because there was a story about, as I said, the Duff factor, that women are more likely to instigate a divorce proceeding than our men, and it seems to me that that's pretty obvious. And also for the people who are married and are contemplating divorce to hear that other people have problems as well. And the question is not, do you have problems? Because all God's children have problems. The question is, do you want to go or do you want to stay? And though the answer to that essential question is going to dictate a whole lot of behavior from that. So we left off at Fern yesterday. We got a huge number of comments. And Manny, before we go on to other people's comments, I think you've shared with us before, so I don't think I'm talking out of school, that you, in fact, you and I are both divorced, yes? Not from each other. So far, we're getting along just ducky.
Yes, I am. I am divorced. I was married briefly. It was relatively quick. But yeah, it was quite the learning experience. I was very young. I mean, I shouldn't say very young, but I was young. I was 24. She was 21. So we were kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was quite the learning experience.
Why did you get divorced, you know?
I think us being young was a big part of it, and I think her being young in particular, I think, was a really big part of it. I think it was just a situation where we realized that this wasn't really what we wanted. Which, of course, raises the question of, well, why did you get married? And that's still, I think, a question sometimes that I ask myself every once in a while.
Well, but I think you point out that we get married like Johnny Cash says. You get married in a fever. You know, that there are all sorts of reasons. I think in our society we confuse love and lust pretty readily. And it's one of the reasons that I am not a great fan of celibacy before marriage, not because I don't think it makes some sense, but because I think it makes it very easy to confuse lust and love. And lust in and of itself is relatively harmless, I think. Love in and of itself can be, especially if it's confused with something else, can lead you to involvements and commitments that are not commensurate, commiseration is what happens after the fact, are not in line with what the feelings are. And so I think if people are allowed to be judiciously sexual with one another, so that they can understand that this is part of marriage, but not the whole, and perhaps not even the major part of marriage, then they can make better decisions about marriage. Again, I'm not necessarily advocating it per se. I'm just saying that there are, it's, I've always seemed to me, some perfectly legitimate reasons to encourage at least some kind of moderate sexual behavior, just so you don't confuse the two. Which was not, I mean, that's one of my daughter's kind of little snotty things to say to her mother, which is, if you and Dad had slept together before you got married, you never would have gotten married. Which I'm not sure is completely true, but is more true than not. So maybe that's part of my perspective about it. And I certainly am a fan of contraception. I'm certainly a fan of fidelity. But I just think that if we prohibit sexual behavior in 20-year-olds, that they're going to get married so they can be sexual. And I think that's a desperate mistake. So we're not exactly what we're talking about here. Yeah, I was married younger than you were, and but stayed married for longer. And I think what happened was just that I think the changes that occur from the time you get out of school, whether it's high school or college or even graduate school, for the next, when you start working, when you're out of that environment that's been part of your life for the first 12 years of your life or 15 years of your life, everything changes. And picking a partner during that time where you're in that really rarefied environment of school, where someone tells you where to live and where to go, where what classes to be and how to think about things, and you know exactly what the schedule is and you know exactly what the expectations are because you've been doing it for a long time, and then into a world where none of that is true, is a huge jolt. And I think that there probably needs to be some kind of transitioning rather than getting married right out of school. Which is what a lot of us did and continue to do. And I just think that it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And it's one of the reasons why I think, you know, so live together and figure out how the world in which you're planning to live for the next 20 or 100 years differs from the one in which you have been living, and how that's going to affect both of you. All right, so we're talking a little bit about divorce. If you have something that has nothing to do with divorce or everything to do with divorce, good time to call me, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed 855-993-7569. So we're talking about something that affects about half the population. Well, it actually affects more than half the population because the statistics are that about two-thirds of kids underneath the age, less than the age of 10, are living with one parent or another. So however many kids that is, and I'm not sure how many kids are under the age of 10 in the United States right now, and then half of all marriages. So you're talking about a very large percent of the population that is affected directly by divorce. And then if you talk indirectly by divorce, you're talking about I'm not even talking about the economy. I'm not talking about lawyers or real estate brokers or secondhand furniture stores or mediation groups or I'm not even talking about any of those. I guess diamond wholesalers, jewelry resells, but grandparents and aunts and uncles and friends. So it's a major issue in the world in which we live. All right, so let's hear why the people that we didn't get to yesterday are divorcing. And hopefully we haven't increased the number of people divorcing between yesterday and today. Okay.
Robert says, the short answer, found out my ex was cheating and did not want to work it out.
I don't know if that means you didn't want to or your ex didn't want to. A little hard. You know, when somebody's having an affair, I do not recommend people going to marriage counseling when one person's having an affair, because trying to combat brand new cool sex with the complaints of a marriage, it just isn't viable. I think what you can do is have the other person move out, which I know is very hard to do because you're thinking, well, I'm throwing them into the other person's arms, but to say, look, you need to choose. Because quite often an affair is hidden, which is part of its appeal, lamentably, because it's a secret and it makes it sexier, of saying, look, you need to choose. So both of you have a chance to be away from each other. The problem about living in the same household where you think somebody's cheating is it's emotional blackmail, because the person who is the betrayed one feels that if I am anything other than wonderful and compliant, then they're just going to leave anyway, which is, that's blackmail. And the person who is sticking around, quite often, believe it or not, feels guilty. And so it's not, and we were talking about people getting married in kind of a rush. Well, you can also get divorced in a rush. And I think what you need to do is take the time and see how it would feel to both of you and decide if there's anything there to work on. But going to therapy when one person's involved in an affair is a waste of your time and money. I wouldn't recommend it. It may be that the person who's feeling betrayed wants to go and have somebody to hold their hand, which isn't a bad idea. But couples work won't work under those circumstances. Just won't. Okay. Keep going.
Vanessa says, domestic violence.
Yeah, you got to leave on that. And again, you don't have to leave necessarily forever, but you have to leave. So for the same reason that you have to, it's even more because it's dangerous, but it's also physical intimidation as well as emotional intimidation. And I don't think any man in America is proud of himself for bashing a woman. And hopefully, I mean, I know domestic violence occurs the other direction as well, but nobody ever feels good hitting somebody. And guilt is not a terribly good motive for changing your behavior. And so if the person who is the basher needs to get out, the person who's being bashed needs to feel safe. And both of you need to figure out, you know, what the next step is. But assuming that somehow, and quite often the basher sort of blames the bashee of, well, you know, you're so irritating, or if you just be quiet, or that's crap. I mean, there is certainly, you could be the most irritating person who's ever put shoe leather to pavement, but doesn't give anybody ever the permission to smack you. Period. That's it. So I think you have to get out. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to divorce, but it certainly means you have to get out and be safe. And not to mention when there are kids involved, because you're teaching kids a horrible lesson, which is, this is how men and women relate to each other. And so it becomes a legacy, which is not what anybody ever wants. Okay.
Tony says, because after several times forgiving his emotional and verbal abuse and infidelities, the last time it was with my close friend. Cheating when it's someone close to you hurts the worst. I got some self-respect and finally left. The last 3 years have been super tough, but it's for the better.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there is something really kind of smarmy about infidelity when it involves your best friend, but it's not infrequent that occurs, for the simple reason that that's who you have access to, and the same qualities that you liked in that person are probably the same qualities that your ex likes in that person. So it certainly doesn't make it forgivable. It makes it understandable, but not forgivable, because you lose both. You lose the spouse and the friend.
Bill says, living with in-laws downstairs, wife wouldn't leave, and brother-in-law wanted to rule the house.
Yeah, that whole issue. And I know, you know, for most of the world, that's how people live. They live in extended families. But in this hemisphere, not so much. And so we really value independence and privacy more than probably any group in human history. And so the idea, we really do encourage newlyweds to sort of go out on their own. And when the economy gets in perilous straits, that happens less. And although the statistics are actually kind of interesting, it turns out that when the economy tanks, people can't afford to get divorced. So the divorce rate actually goes down. But I'm convinced people are just holding their breath, living with in-laws until they get a little bit of a stipend and then move on. But not necessarily. That may be a little bit cynical on my part. But we do know that the divorce rate does, surprisingly enough, go down when economic times are hard. The assumption being that the two cannot live as cheaply. The two can live a lot more cheaply together than they can separately.
And
it's an interesting phenomenon.
Not to mention the divorce itself can be pretty expensive, too.
Yeah, it certainly can. Certainly can.
Laura says, tired of being the main breadwinner and walking on eggshells, waiting for his mood to change. Finally decided if I was going to pay the bills, I needed to be treated with respect. He couldn't do it. Divorce got very ugly and is still even and still is even after 10 months.
Well, it takes a while. It takes that's why the one-year rule. So hopefully it will ease off in time. But I think you're right. Unfortunately, in our society, it's so ingrained that the man should make more money, should be older, better educated, taller. If there's any status difference, that his should be higher than hers. And as women entered the workforce and did well in the workforce, I know a number of households in which the woman makes more money than the man. And it does put, there's no question, it puts the marriage at risk. Not so much because I think the woman is lording it over the man, because in the cases I know of, that's really not what goes on. But the man feels second class. We have made it so basic for men to view themselves as the primary breadwinner that I don't think it's that the woman is feeling powerful, it's the man is feeling impotent. And so the woman may feel that, well, he should at least be grateful. And not only is he not grateful, he's furious and humiliated. 855-993-7569. You got something on your mind you'd like to chat with me about? Good time to call me right now. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's D-R-J-O-Y pets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
990-1243.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. 855-99-37569. All right. Let's finish up divorce and then we'll do an email here. How's that? Do you want to do
that?
Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just have the one last comment here from Joe. And Joe says, she ran off with her lover and our children with no legitimate cause, i.e. established by trial, while I was serving overseas. Her lawyers, along with her, with their partners, refused to negotiate on all matters, including marriage, children's custody, while using the same discriminatory systematic practices they complained were used against them. Minority groups and citizens in the past, like blaming and punishing the victims, end quote. Using the children as leverage, abuse of power, discretion, perjury, and inciting violence against the innocent. She's not a well-grounded psychologically. The courts dissolved the marriage without permitting evidence of her lies and her felonious conduct to be addressed, and without the demanded jury trial afforded to New York State citizens required under the New York State Constitution.
Well, it sounds awful, but it also sounds like somebody who really wasn't willing to to be married to anymore. So it sounds like the issue of children, if that had been able to have been resolved a bit more gently, that it might have saved some wear and tear. But it sounds like neither of you really wanted to be in that marriage. You just didn't want the children to lose custody of the children, which is certainly understandable. It doesn't sound like much fun. Okay, can we do an email here, and then I'll finish up with some theater that's opened and is opening.
All right. This email says, Dr. Joy, I notice a lot of your responses to callers involve money, i.e. paying them $20 the next time they say, your dad $200 a month. This suggests to me that you think everyone has money to spend like that or wants to give their money to moochers. One young married mom told you that any amount would be a hardship for her to give to a relative, and you got her to agree to $50 a month to give a relative who squanders money and doesn't work. I know you say bribing works, but I, and I suspect others, don't like the idea. Nor do we like the idea of working every day and being asked to give our money to greedy, lazy people. What about the idea of personal responsibility?
Okay, let me just stop for a minute. You can finish this up in a minute.
Okay.
The idea, first of all, is in the situation of the woman who said she didn't have any money, she had been giving money. And what she was trying to do and what I was trying to help her do is because you can always say no. But she said she felt guilty about it. So the question is, how do you balance somebody's need from their point of view and your comfort or discomfort? And because you can always say no. But obviously she wouldn't have called me if she felt comfortable saying no. So it's not that I'm disagreeing with you that anybody has to give any money to anybody, because they don't. But by definition, when somebody's calling me, they're saying, I've got a dilemma here, that I really don't want to give them money, but I feel guilty, they're going to be homeless or whatever. So the question is, it's not a perfect world. In a perfect world, nobody would ever have to borrow money from anybody, right? It's not a perfect world. So how do I balance her needs, not mine, her needs for feeling like she's doing something and not being ripped off? And so that was that particular issue. And I wasn't trying to cajole her into it. I'm just saying, is there an amount of money, a couple dollars a day, can you put that, does that at least deal with your need to feel some sense of kinship with this person? And because the answer can always be no. I don't want to give them anything. And that's fine. But people don't call me when they want to give nothing, right? Because they just say, no, I'm not going to give you anything. All right, so that's number one. Number two, the issue of 20 bucks is exactly for the reason that you're railing against. Is it's enough, if it was only a dollar, right? It doesn't really mean anything. But when you're really trying to change behavior, that 20 bucks for most of us, it's not that we're going to die because we don't have that 20 bucks or that our lives are going to be significantly enhanced because we just got 20 bucks. But it's a significant enough amount of money for everybody to say it's not worth swearing if it costs me 20 bucks. It's not worth being late if it's going to cost me 20 bucks. It's not worth yelling at somebody if it's going to cost me 20 bucks. So my point is exactly the one that you're making as why we shouldn't do it is why we do it. And it's not a bribe to the other person. It's a sanction against your own behavior. Because if you're saying, I'll make you a deal that if you yell at me, you have to give me 20 bucks, and if I'm late, I have to give you 20. It's not a bribe for that person to be late, it's a sanction against yourself, so you won't do that. It's a way of changing behavior. So I'm actually going along with your points of saying that money is the most basic way we have of agreeing what something is. It's saying, well, I'll do you a favor if you'll do me a favor. Well, is my favor worth more than your favor? If I say, well, I'll take you out to dinner. Well, what if I take you to Mickey D's and you take me to Le Cirque? So the advantage about money is that 20 bucks is 20 bucks. Now, you can say, well, if somebody's making a lot of money, 20 bucks is a lot less than if somebody's not making a lot of money. That's the point, is that 20 bucks, everybody could agree, is 20 bucks. And the point is not that it's enough money to damage you or to change your life, but it's a significant enough amount of money. And if it makes you feel any better, it used to be 10. But that turned out to, as I don't know if the economy got better or something, that 10 bucks just, it used to be, remember when you were a kid that if you swore it was a quarter? or the good fairy would give, or the tooth fairy would give you a dollar. I mean, inflation, what can I tell you? But the point is that it's not a bribe. It now, and I'll talk about a bribe in a minute. It is a negative sanction. It's you saying, okay, it's going to cost me something. Is it worth it for me to yell at somebody who's going to cost me $20? And hopefully the answer is not that it's $20, but it's not worth it. And if it was a dollar, a dollar I don't think stops anybody for anything. Now, let me get to bribes, which are a completely different issue than either of the things you're talking about here. Because one is a contract. Well, they're both negotiations. One's a contract. One's a one's a negotiation with your own conscience and guilt. But a bribe is something completely different. A bribe says, I will give you something that hopefully is worthwhile to you. And it doesn't necessarily have to be money. And that's why for kids, you can say, you know, what would it take? And for some kids, it's money. For some, it's an extra half hour of television or an extra half hour on the computer or being able to sleep late or, you know, get pizza or whatever. So, and a bribe to be useful has to be in the vernacular of the person you're bribing. Okay, so keep going. So you're talking about different situations and different issues. And all they have in common is, and they really don't even, because bribe doesn't necessarily have to do with money. A bribe is just helping someone to understand why it's in their best interest to do what you want them to do. All right, keep going.
Email goes on to say, Ari called on August 21st about his older 47-year-old married sister with two children who uses him as her personal ATM.
Yeah, right.
I replayed the podcast just to make sure that I didn't miss the part where you asked why didn't she get a job or consult with her husband about their family's needs. That advice was not given. Her husband works.
It's not her business. You can't tell somebody what to do with their life. You can only deal with the intersection of what they're asking you. And deciding because you have the money, you can tell somebody what to do with that money is a fatal mistake. You can't.
Her husband worked a decent job, and the sister used to work. That avenue should have been explored more.
Okay. Let's look. When they call you for your advice, you can tell them whatever you want. I think you've completely missed the point. And I hear, if I had to guess, I would guess that you're the person in the family that has the most financial resources, and you work very hard for it. And I am very supportive of that. And that other people sort of saying, well, you know, go to her and ask her for the money is irritating. I get that as well. But you always have the option of saying no. But once you try to tell other people how to live their lives, You're going to run afoul of them. You can always say, no, I'm not willing to do that, or I'm willing to do it under these circumstances. But the idea that because you have more money, you're in a position of moral authority is a fatal and unfair assumption. You just can't do that. And it will cause more damage for any relationship than you can imagine. So when you have your show and so you can sort of convince people to think about things differently, what I try and do is de-escalate problems rather than escalate them. And the nice thing about money is that it's just sort of green, dirty, inert stuff that just lies there. Any value that it has is what we place on it. And what I try and do, as you hear, is stop wars, not start them. And telling somebody that they should get a job and not ask you for money is a great way to start a huge war. I mean, it's not up to you to tell them. You can certainly say, no, I'm not willing to do that. Or, you know, I'm willing to, you can hear even with saying no, that I'm willing to subsidize you if once you get a job, I'll match your beginning salary or something. I mean, there are lots of ways of doing it. And you can always say no. But the idea of telling someone that that they are making wrong choices in their life is not up to you to do, nor is it up to me to do. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square.
This is sort of off-Broadway in a number of ways. First of all, it's at Lincoln Center, which is considered not only off-Broadway, I think it may be considered off-Broadway, which has really nothing to do with geography. It has to do with how many seats and whether or not you can have live music. So I think Lincoln Center may actually be called off-Broadway. What I saw was it's called an entertainment inspired by the life of Pearl S. Buck. Do you know who Pearl S. Buck was?
I have no idea.
I actually did. She was the first woman, I think, to win a Pulitzer Prize and a Nobel Prize for The Good Earth. Her parents were missionaries in China.
Okay.
And I actually thought that her name, that her maiden name was Buck. It is not. Her maiden name was Seidenstricker. and her parents, Absalon and Caroline, were missionaries. I knew they were missionaries. And she was born in West Virginia and went to China as a young child. It's sort of a ballet more than anything else, is called Inspired by the Life of Pearl S. Buck, and it's called Pearl Spring River Flower Moon Night, and is presented by the Legend River Entertainment, Zhenjiang Media and Cultural Group, which is out of China, is that may occur. As I said, it was in Lincoln Center. And I knew who she was, and this has got some interesting things in it. It's relatively short. It has the Spring River Flower Moon Night are part of Chinese culture and legends. And supposedly the big deal about this production is that they have a river that runs through the stage. Unfortunately, you can't see the river very well. I mean, I suppose you know it's there, and apparently it's got like 4,200 gallons of water or something, but you can't see it. And that, in a, kind of in a nutshell, was my problem with it. I mean, it's an interesting woman, and she was the one who started, who really, I think, a large part of our understanding of China came from Pearl S. Buck. And she has international adoption. She started that to explore cultures, build better lives for children through sponsorship. So what they had is they had five panels, Spring River, Flower Moon, and Night, and you would have a dancer who would dance and then go behind the panel and then would be somewhat animated, and then a dancer would go on to the next one. And I guess it was showing not only the five parts of Chinese culture, but also it was kind of going backwards in her life. The problem is that the final panel has a young Asian woman. Okay, well, Pearl may have thought of herself as having the soul of an Asian woman, but she was not. So it's really confusing as far as I was concerned, because I'm thinking, well, and I don't think anybody got it. Everybody at the intermission was studying the notes like crazy to try and figure out what's going on. Second act is much better. She was married and divorced and then remarried, which I did not know before this. And the second act, as I said, is significantly better. It's much more evocative. But so if this comes to a playhouse near you, you may want to see it. But if I were you, I'd read the notes first, because otherwise it becomes somewhat obscure, to say the least. But she's an interesting woman, and there is kind of a revival. She died in 1973, so she's been gone, 40-some years. But an interesting woman and interesting legacy. And you can see why the Chinese government would be interested in mounting kind of a multimedia approach to this, especially with an American audience. I just think that it was a little obscure for my particular taste, and I think most of the audience was kind of confused about it as well. Okay, I love the music, though. The music was fantastic. There's a lot of non-international stuff coming to Broadway. Spring Awakening starts, the first preview starts next week. This is a revival of the show in 2006 that actually won a Tony, a coming-of-age musical. Marley Maitland is in this one, and it's going to be performed simultaneously in American Sign Language and spoken English by a cast of 27. I have seen one other production that was done like this. I think it was called A River Runs Through It. I think that's what it was called. It just sort of popped into my mind. Don't hold me responsible for that. But it was really interesting to both hear and watch the signing. I thought it was, and they did one scene where they had only signing, and it was magical. So I was not crazy about Spring Awakening when I saw it the first time. I thought there a couple of cool songs, one of which is everybody's four-letter bomb that they do with kids stomping on desks. But the rest of it, yeah. But this should be really interesting. And the idea that it's partially, it's done simultaneously in sign language and English. And it starts, preview starts next week, opens at the end of the month. Old Times with Clive Owen and Eve Best. Dealey is quite looking forward to meeting Anna, his wife, Kate's friend from long ago, but as the night goes on, Anna's visit quickly shifts from an ordinary sharing of memories to a quiet battle for power. So that should be kind of fun. That starts the middle of the month. Fool for Love has got Sam Rockwell and Nina Arianda in it. That's the Sam Shepard play, so that's something that should be fun as well. James Earl Jones and Cicely Tyson are going to show up. The preview starts this month, opening next month. An elderly couple at a nursing home play an increasingly tense series of Jim Rummy games as they expose truths about their failures, disappointments, and insecurity. I mean, I've seen a Jim game before, but James Earl Jones and Cicely Tyson should be pretty magical together. Dames at Sea has a whole huge cast of people that I actually don't know, but it's a musical, and so that should be kind of fun. It opens, it starts at the middle of the month and opens in October. And I'll tell you, I'll tell you one other thing, and so just to whet your appetite to see that last year was an extraordinary year on Broadway. I think 63 plays opened in the spring, and it was just, it was an amazing year. This year should be, I don't think there are quite as many plays because a lot of them are still going on. As I mentioned, see Hamilton if you can, which is already open. Sylvia is Matthew Broderick's return to Broadway with Julie White, who's wonderful. A man adopts a sweet little puppy, Sylvia, only to find that she soon drives a wedge between him and his wife. How can he balance the two females in his life? A revival of Gurney's 1995 comedy. Okay, so lots of... Keira Knightley's coming to Broadway. The one that I think is going to be kind of cool, if a little uncomfortable, is King Charles III. It imagines a future where Britain's Prince Charles takes over the monarchy from his mom, Queen Elizabeth II. I don't think it's ever going to happen. First of all, I think she's going to outlive all of us. And I think he would defer, or she would probably defer to the kids. So we'll see. So lots of stuff coming up. Check out for more reviews at drjoy.com. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.